Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And we're still on hiatus, getting ready for that big podcast relaunch.
But in the meantime, we're releasing some awesome unreleased stories.
Stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out how parents can submit their kids' stories for our relaunch. But for now, let's introduce the first story.
That is a great idea. This first story, Lee, comes to us from a then third grader from Dushanbe, Washington, named Cameron. And this story is called The Busy Dizzy Dishwashers.
Well, family, that was another great dinner.
I enjoyed it and I liked it.
I'd like to give a toast to dinner.
To dinner.
Now let's do what we always do. Sing a song about how we've never, ever washed our dishes.
Pick up our plates, bring them to the sink. See, there's no room 'cause it's full of other plates.
Pick up our forks, bring them to the sink. See, there's no room 'cause it's full of other forks.
Pick up our knives, bring them to the sink. See, there's no room 'cause it's full of other knives.
We never do our dishes despite the canishes clinging to the ridges.
Oh, we wouldn't dare to scrub or to soak or hire a bloke to sponge off yolk.
We pile plates high and stop buying soap, 'cause cleaning's a joke and we're fun-loving folk.
We wash our dishes, never.
Ah, wonderful. All right, everybody. We've reached the point of no plates or silverware once again. Looks like we'll have to eat off the floor for breakfast. Just kidding. We'll do what we always do. Just buy more dishes!
Or we could wash some of them.
That's a good one, son.
Yeah, that was definitely a joke.
You are hysterical. Let's go to the store!
Welcome to the Dish Depot. Be sure to check out our 2-for-1 gravy boats.
Well, hello there. We're looking for some plates, forks, and knives.
Oh, whoa, it's you guys again.
What can I tell you? We just can't stop using our dishes.
You could maybe wash them?
I guess everyone's a comedian today.
All right, let's buy some new dishes.
Okay, here you go. A bunch of new dishes.
I can't wait to use these tomorrow for breakfast. Well, family, that was another great breakfast.
I enjoyed it, and guess what? I liked it.
I'd like to give a toast to breakfast.
To breakfast.
All right. right, son, you've got to get to school.
But I can't get to my backpack. It's buried in a pile of my yogurt spoons.
Honey, I can't find the dog.
I think he's under all those bowls from the ice cream rice congee party.
Oh, there's my golf club. Oh, never mind. It's just a bunch of ladles stuck together with tartar sauce in half and half.
There's so many dishes, I can't sit on a chair.
I can't stand on the ground.
Everything is covered with dirty dishes.
Honey, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
We should move.
Wash the dishes.
What? Wash the dishes. I thought you were going to say that we should move.
Well, I suppose we could empty our bank accounts and renew our passports, flee the country. No, we should just do the dishes.
Oh, good one, Dad. Do the dishes. That was a joke, right? Are we not? Do we change our? Can somebody bring me into the loop?
Son, this is no laughing matter. We have to face our responsibilities. We have hundreds of dishes. Everyone, grab dishes and start washing at every faucet in the house, even if you have to use the hose.
All right, everybody, let's go.
It's a washing dish montage. They're washing all their dishes. They're rinsing all their faucets. The drains are filled with fishes. Ew.
Oh, what is it, montage singer?
Guys, I'm really sorry, but there's literally rotting fish in the drain. I know I agreed to come here and sing you through this washing montage, but it's just too gross. I gotta go.
Bye, montage singer!
Luckily, 3 weeks have already passed.
Ugh, my fingers are so chapped!
And with that, we've washed our very last dish.
We'll never have to eat off a dirty plate or bowl again!
Hooray!
You know what? From now on, we should just wash our dishes after every meal. No, but really, I think that's legitimately good advice.
The end!
You know, Lee, part of me can really relate to that last story.
Yeah, I know, because you're incredibly dirty. You never clean up after yourself, ever.
I just meant that I like singing songs.
Oh. Well, you know what? I'm not sorry. It's time that you knew.
Fair enough.
Okay, this next story comes to us from a fifth grader from Jacksonville, Florida, named Kyle. And Kyle's story is called The Thanksgiving Mess.
Hi, my name's Evan, and I am super excited because today is Thanksgiving, and I invited all of my friends over for dinner. That must be them now.
Hi, Evan.
Oh, wow, you all made it. Hi, mailman Larry.
Hi, Evan. Not only am I delivering your mail, I'm also delivering my huge appetite. I'm very hungry.
Hi, Jacques.
Bonjour, Evan. I am very glad to be here in my beret. I am so hungry, no?
Hi, Elmira.
Hi, Evan. Sure am happy to be over here. My belly is as empty as a cattle ranch with no cattle in it.
Hi, Hans.
Guten Tag, Evan. I'm super happy to be here. I am so hungry I can eat mein Lederhosen.
Hi, Squidly.
Hi, Evan. Bloop, bloop. I'm so hungry I can eat a hot dog with each one of my tentacles, of which there are 8. I am a squid.
Hi, Friendship Bot 3.0.
Greetings, sequence initiated. Hello, Evan. Greetings, sequence complete. Statement of hunger sequence initiated. I am very hungry. Statement of hunger sequence complete.
Hi, Thog.
Thog hungry.
Well, we'll get to dinner real soon, but first, does anyone know each other? Does everyone know each other? Mailman Larry, do you know Jacques?
Well, I am as pleased to meet you as I am when people don't abbreviate their zip codes.
Meeting you is as nice as riding my old-timey bike near a canal.
Elmira and Hans, do you guys know each other?
Nice to meet you. Making new friends is like gaining cattle. It benefits me both personally and professionally.
It's nice to meet you as well. A friend is like a German shepherd. I have 5 of them.
Squidly, do you know Friendship Bot 3.0?
Bloop, bloop! Would you like to see my house? It's in the sea, where all squids live! I am a squid!
Making new friend sequence initiated. That would be enjoyable. Perhaps I will show you my home in order to replicate your gesture. Making new friend sequence complete.
And Thog, well, you just know everyone, don't you, Thog?
Thog popular.
Well, now that everyone knows each other, let's start dinner. What food did you guys bring? Mailman Larry?
Oh, I didn't bring anything. Only this package from your grandma. And, by the way, it's a sweater.
Please don't open my mail, Larry.
Sorry.
What about you, Jacques? Did you bring anything?
Oh, I did not bring anything, Evan. Not even a baguette.
Oh, no. Elmira?
I don't have nothing either. Not even a bull's horn to pick your teeth with.
Hans?
I have nothing. Nothing! Not even a schnitzel!
Squidly?
Blub blub! I don't have anything! I even squirted out all my ink! Squids have ink just like pens, but I'm not a pen, I'm a squid!
Friendship bot 3.0?
Disappointing news sequence activated. I brought no food. Disappointing news sequence complete.
Thog?
Thog have rock.
Oh no! No one has any food? But we're all hungry! What are we gonna eat? And I'm about to... I'm about to snow. I'm about to sneeze.
Ah, Evan, our host just turned into a turkey. And he didn't even fill out a change of address form.
Sacre bleu, Evan was a turkey the whole time.
Why, I'll be a cow that hasn't been properly branded.
Wait one German second. What do we eat on Thanksgiving?
I eat deep sea fishes such as hokey and orange ruffy. I am a squid, but on Thanksgiving you eat turkey.
Urgent situation update sequence activated. Evan the turkey is running away. Urgent situation update sequence complete.
Get turkey.
Oh no! The end!
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. Parents, you can submit your child's brand new story by visiting storypirates.com.
Right now we're looking for stories all about dreams. So kids, write a story where you make up a brand new character from your imagination and tell us what their big dream is, and then tell us how that character tries to get their dream and make their dream come true, and then tell us if they get it or not and how they feel about it. A lot of people are asking us when these stories are due, and right now there's no due date. So these are rolling submissions for the whole season, so keep sending them in.
And of course, if you want to see the Story of Pirates live in person, you can always visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays in our theater in Midtown Manhattan. Go to storypirates.com and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups, today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th.